Burr. What's up, man? How everybody feeling on this wonderful week?
Love good.
Man, good it feels back, good man. To be here, man. Pat Mahomes lost, man.
Man.
Get right into it. But it wasn't his motherfucking fault.
Nah, he showed up.
Bro. Niggas got to start. I said this a couple weeks ago when I said they got to start bringing fights back in basketball. Pat Mahomes should have walked his ass down that field and grabbed that nigga by the face mask and slammed him to the goddamn ground. Nigga, you got one job, bro. A wide, bro, that's a beautiful throw.
Dime.
Bro, I want to come in and greet everybody and talk about other stuff. I can't, bro. Nigga, I felt like I dropped that motherfucker. I couldn't sleep last night. I woke up, I said, I'm tossing and turning. I said, what happened? Bro, you couldn't ask for nothing better. Then the motherfucker walked through the tunnel and throw his helmet and hit the wall. Who done said the only thing that nigga catching is an attitude? Bro, all jokes aside, man, that was a good game.
It was.
Was that a preview of a rematch?
It's got to be.
Yeah,
it's got
to
be.
You don't see nobody
else? It has to be. It has to be.
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
49ers?
The Eagles' offense didn't really show me a lot in that fourth quarter. Just some screenplays. That's all they were doing.
But their defense
showed. Had
a second half shutout. Defense. But was that a game? You know, like, were they trying to fill each other out? Hey, I'm gonna say this. I think they need your boy back, man. Because everybody would say that was Andy Reid calling that offense. It's a big difference, bro.
Yeah.
It's a big drop off, boy.
Buried the enemy, man. Sure.
That's not the same offense we've been seeing. They want to say, that boy was calling plays. That wasn't Andy Reid. Because Andy Reid ain't showing me shit all year.
Stats. Pat's stats ain't nowhere near what they been.
Yeah, really? Sam Howell, the Commanders quarterback, is leading in passing yards this year.
For real?
NFL, yep.
Man. And they just lost to the damn Giants. How you felt about that?
It's kind of...
Like, y'all don't even know how to do shit right. Y'all don't even know how to get a good pick.
I know, yeah, that's the thing. My boy Slay scored. That was good to see. But, yeah, I want to – we got number 5 in the draft right now, 5th pick. So.
But y'all need so much, it don't matter what y'all draft.
Yeah, meaningless win.
Yeah, meaningless win.
Great win, divisional.
Broncos have won 4 straight.
Damn.
Russell Wilson, ever since I told y'all, Sierra gave him that pussy for her birthday.
Waffle House,
and he back listening in the future. Close straight.
You called it.
Bro, that's just with life in general, bro. When people turn negative and make negative things about you, you got to bring the positive out of that. You got to bring it out of that. So instead of like when you used to hear that future music, hey, cut that off. No, cut it up. Turn my click up, dog. Turn that click up, dog. Turn them up. And when they seen Russell rap the future verse, now receivers like, oh, I'm going to catch anything. Hey, I'm going to go to war by him. Let's ride. What did he say? Broncos country. Let's ride. Now everybody saying. They fuck with Russ now, bro.
No, he doing his thing. 86% completion rate, 7 TDs, 0 interceptions. 4-0 in the last 4 games.
Bro, but look, this just to go to the show. He done won 4 straight. Do y'all remember in the beginning of the year, we was telling the nigga to go be assistant coach? Go be a family man?
Yeah.
Look how the narrative done changed. And I ain't going to say it was me.
It was you. Yeah.
I said that. Now I'm man enough to say, nigga, you got a couple years. Chill on that. You showing me some shit? I thought you lost.
Right.
What it do, man? It's your boy Nav Green with Broken Play. And if you're not on Prize Picks, what are you doing, man? Prize Picks got a thing where whatever you put up, they're going to match it up to $100. If you put up $50, they're going to match your $50. If you put up $80, they're going to match your $80. You can put up $100 and they're going to match your $100. Look, this is the best time to get on Prize Picks. When you use the code Broken Play, they match that. But not just that. You got college basketball in. You got NFL in. You got college football in. You got NBA. It's so many sports going on. Where it helps. All you got to do is pick six things. It could be a collective. Basketball, football. Put it together. You can win 25 times your money. Say you put up 100. 100 times 25, that bring you back 2,500. You don't get it that time, they done matched your money, so you got $100 to try it again. Man, what you waiting for, man? KD going crazy right now with the points. Always take LeBron with them assists. Far as blocks and steals, we like Anthony Davis. We got college football. We loving Carson Beck with Georgia. That's a sure bet. With the yards. He going to throw that rock. Man, we got NFL. Tyreek Hill is a touchdown machine. Come on, man. What you waiting for? Shout out to CJ Stroud. He been winning us money over here with Broken Play. Man, it's so many things you could do. It's easy. All you doing is picking more or less. If you don't think they could do it, pick less. If you think they could do it, pick more. Stephen Curry with the 3 points attempt. I always go more. I don't care if they have it at 48. I like them to do 49 of them. Man, shout out to Prize Picks. Get over there. Tell them we sent you. Broken Play. We have lost Joe Burrow, though.
Oh.
Damn.
Right when the nigga was getting his swag.
Damn.
That's gonna hurt, bro.
Seasonal.
Fuck for the season.
Can't even be mad at him. It ain't his fault. I mean, he told us he was hurt. Then he told us he was healthy.
Yeah.
Fucked up my fantasy. Done.
You had him on there?
There's my starting QB.
Who you back up?
Justin Fields.
Yeah, you might have went here. Nigga, you had season in the injury too, nigga. Damn. So Cincinnati out of it.
Hell yeah, man. What?
Of course. They cooked, bro.
Especially with Cleveland playing how they playing.
That division too strong, bro.
Cleveland, you got Baltimore.
And the Steelers.
And Steelers still in that's the swing of the things.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But I'm going to tell you who really ain't got to worry about no season ending nothing. That motherfucking CJ Stroud.
Bro.
The youngster.
That nigga might be the best quarterback in the motherfucking league.
Wow.
He playing like it.
He playing like, am I wrong, Greg?
Nah, he playing like
Pat Mahomes, my favorite quarterback, and he out playing that nigga. Name me another quarterback.
Who would you draft above CJ Stroud? It's not too many
quarterbacks. That the year he came out?
About in the league right now as far as
Pat all day.
Oh, yeah.
That's Pat and Lamar.
Lamar.
That's two. That's saying a lot for a rookie, man. That's saying a lot for
maybe
a rookie.
Maybe two.
Joe Burrow, nigga. What?
That's only three, dog. That's not that many. That's 32 teams, bro.
Give me CJ. Yeah. If CJ was out there with Jamar Chase, nigga. And the other nigga they got, Higgins.
Higgins, boy. You see Jamar Chase, no more gritty. He's squabbling now.
Man, what? CJ Stroud. And he played against a Kyler Murray. The same Kyler Murray who beat the Falcons.
Yeah, I was at that game. It was great.
Yeah,
game.
How was that?
That was dope.
Talk about that,
man. It's a great stadium, man. It's one of the best stadiums I've ever been to. There's a lot of Falcons fans out there. Pastor Troy's out there. Like, it was a lot of Falcons fans.
They're going to keep Pastor Troy.
They're going to keep Pastor Troy everywhere.
Pastor Troy was out there?
Yeah, he's at the game. A lot of Falcons fans out there. Bro.
Shout out to Pastor Troy. Still getting that money, man.
He had the belt there.
Man, do he clean that motherfucker? That belt done been a lot of motherfucking places.
Belt anywhere,
bro. You got to think.
That nigga walking on Peter Street not too long ago with that
with belt.
Dumb. That belt don't just be at Falcon games. He go to the Georgia Bulldog games with that. I seen that nigga at a goddamn Little League football game with that motherfucker. He gonna have that.
Oh, man.
Colorado is on a 5-game losing streak. Damn, Coach Prime.
It's all good.
They hate it on it. They hate it.
I ain't seen a nigga at the game since.
Boy, I ain't seen nobody.
Hype.
It was hype.
I ain't seen Mama Prime come to a motherfucking game.
Ain't been no college game day, no nothing.
Y'all know how we do, man. We got other stuff to do, man.
Shit. Nah, it ain't that much.
Not when you winning,
nigga. Not when you winning.
When you winning, we there.
Right. Niggas will find time.
Right. When you winning, we going to find time.
Bro, but.
I saw that halftime score. I was like, what? This real?
Bro.
42-7?
Yeah.
Halftime?
I couldn't believe
that's the end of a game score.
Dude. Hey, who is the player that came out and said they said if they wouldn't play selfish, they'll be undefeated?
One of their receivers, man.
Yeah, nigga, shut the hell up. Nigga, selfish don't get you beat. 42 right.
Be a team, nigga.
Can't play
selfish
in football.
Yeah, nigga. I don't know Deion about
said,
that.
This is the hardest part of his life he ever had in his life.
Mm. For real?
Yeah. He's like, yo, it's the hardest time.
Nick can't sleep at night, man.
This man had his foot amputated and said, this is harder than that, bro. That's crazy. Yeah.
Catching these L's like this.
Because, you know, the thing with Prime, and I say this, as a player, he was able to do certain stuff. Like, he could change the dynamic of the game. Okay, we losing. Put me a punt return. I'll go return a kick. I'm going to go check the best receiver.
Yeah.
Shit, put me on offense. Throw me a screen. At coaching, nigga, you standing on there with that headset and watching them niggas fuck up left, the right, the left. And you can't do shit but keep calling plays, knowing them motherfuckers can't execute.
Nigga.
That's when I turn that headset off. I'll put some music playing in that motherfucker. Coach, we looking for the play.
Get it out the field, nigga.
Yeah. His son, the quarterback, Cause as coach, man, he brought excitement back to college.
Yeah. Facts.
Now niggas are going back to watching their original team. Mm-hmm. Nigga, I have watched the last three Georgia football games.
Right.
Victories.
And they, hey.
Carson.
You know, Carson. When I said Georgia ain't got the same team, maybe because I was watching Colorado so much. Nigga, Georgia finna 3-peat.
Dog, yeah. They smacked the Volunteers this week.
You don't think so, Greg?
I don't want them to because I said so earlier, but it's looking like it. Nobody Bro, else competing.
Dog, they were minus 10. I put $200 on that shit. I'm like, they're going to kill Tennessee. Easy money this weekend. It's a lock.
You called that.
Easy money.
You said bet the house on them.
Bet the house, yep.
Damn.
Did you bet on them?
Yeah.
Oh, my man.
You remember I sent you my
you
shit?
Did, you did.
Yeah, I had a good Saturday. I had a great Saturday. But yeah, man, it's a rumor speculating that Coach Prime is supposed to be headed to be the new Texas A&M coach. I don't like that.
Texas.
I would want, if he leave, I want to see him go to a Florida State or something like that. And that they loving their coach
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, they undefeated,
fit,
bro.
So. Fit his,
Yeah. Cause
what he bring to football.
Because he going to overshadow right. Nick Saban and Kirby easily. And them motherfuckers, they don't like how a nigga like talk. That, they, well, that yeah. Nigga, Coach Prime get to talking like he talk, they'll cut that motherfucking audio.
Yeah. SEC's like a good boys club type of vibe, like the NFL type of shit. Like,
mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah.
You know what like, that is.
He said what? That nigga come straight out and say, fuck
he Nick Saban. He don't need to leave, though, because next year the playoff is going to expand to 12. So they're going to have better chances next season. So if they can get some roster turnover.
I believe yeah. And they're in the Big Ten next season yeah, as well. So.
If he could get some linemen and get some, he going to get some people to come over.
Yeah.
But I wish he would have won a couple games and yeah. then been bowl eligible. Mm-hmm. That yeah. five-game losing streak is going to make it hard, boy.
How's over with?
Ain't nobody going?
They playing Utah next week. Oh,
yeah. But I'm talking about ain't nobody. It gonna make it hard for recruits to come.
Oh, I mean, I think the top elite recruits, probably elite recruits, probably. But it's still gonna be some. They gonna get some yeah. people.
How many games do they have left? Like, one. Is it over for them?
Or? They got one.
One, yeah. Oh. Utah
against the best defense. In the
yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Oh. R.I.P.
Bet the house on who?
I'm not. Stay away from that game, bro.
I gotta see the spread, man.
Yeah. It's in Utah too.
It's in Utah,
just take
yeah.
the over.
Yeah.
Yeah, take the over.
It's in Utah.
Take the over, man. Russell Westbrook offers to go to the bench.
Offers.
That nigga was forced to go to the
Y'all
bench.
Y'all think so?
Nigga. That
you
think shit. So? Hell yeah, bro. It, bro, that nigga. Was. They brought James Harden in because they going to get rid of Russell Westbrook.
No.
Mm. Nah, bro.
You think
That's
so?
A hot take.
They going to get rid of that nigga, bro. Yes.
Nah, bro. Maybe that was the plan.
They can't,
Russ is going to be the scapegoat no matter what. So that nigga already was like, you bro, know what? I'm going to just offer to go to the
Russ bench. Is a better player than Harden, though. All around.
Can't agree with that.
What?
Nah.
I'm
that nigga James Harden is not in shape, bro. Get that nigga about another month. That nigga going to start cooking. He was playing. He played good last night.
He had 21
game
winner,
like. That nigga played great last night.
Mommy money, bro. Had Clippers money line. Game winner. and one 4-point play.
He gonna have to show, like you said, he out of shape. You know what I'm saying? I got to see what that look like.
That nigga ain't had no training camp, bro. This nigga, he only played, what, 6 NBA games this whole season.
Y'all remember we argued about James Harden being a top 5 shooting guard? Y'all still think he is?
Of all time, yes.
Yeah.
That hasn't changed.
For sure.
How?
Numbers.
Bro, we watching the nigga. I'm saying, are y'all watching the same nigga I'm watching?
He had 21 and 10 last night.
Bro, that's not no motherfucking excuse saying a nigga not in shape.
I ain't James Harden.
Is he in top 5?
All time?
Yes.
No, bro.
He's not even top five generation, bro.
He's amazing, bro. Top five scorer. We say he's top five scorer.
Yeah.
He's not top five shooting guard of our generation.
No, bro.
Of our generation?
You're all crazy. Wow.
The nigga had 3 good years out of his whole career, bro.
Those were three of the best years.
Y'all generation. I'm going to say that. Maybe that's y'all crazy, can say it. He not.
I expect more out of you niggas, man.
He not,
bro. Let him know, Dom.
Bro, do y'all hear how he makes every... Yeah, how y'all feel about Russell is how niggas need to feel about James Harden.
Russell Westbrook?
Yes.
I love Russell Westbrook.
So how you just saying James Harden a better player? Russell Westbrook was averaging a triple-double a season. It don't get no better than that.
How can you say that about Russ and talk about his past and then condemn James Harden's past?
If that's the case, Russ had 2 good seasons. If we going to say it
nope.
And did that contribute to winning basketball? It didn't.
Hey, he had good season with KD too. Niggas forget that.
Harden did too.
Well, they 2 different positions.
6 man, but I'm going to tell you.
No, to me. Damn, that is hard, bro. That's hard.
What?
Which one, I guess, more valuable? Better skills is no doubt James Harden. He's wild.
Yeah, he a better scorer.
But I think I would want to take Westbrook.
Bro, Westbrook got heart. He going to get rebounds. He going
to
lock up.
Does he contribute to winning basketball?
He will.
Yes, he will.
Maybe he hasn't, but I think he will. I think he can.
I'd take my chances with him over Harden.
I wouldn't. That nigga can't shoot. He don't close games. That nigga is turnover prone. Harden just closed the game last night and before that.
But I like
how these niggas talking about against the damn Spurs.
Y'all niggas seen Kawhi jump up and down for the first time after the nigga hit the 3. Kawhi.
Finally, nigga. God damn, nigga. Shit. That's what he's saying. It's not because he happy.
I'm telling you, Westbrook bring more, bro. Like, that's 60 James Harden dude. That shit, I love that. That shit impressive to me as fuck. But I need more than a nigga just to be
bro, he's been averaging 20 and 10 the last 4 to 5 last fine. 5 seasons, bro.
That's what cool. can Russ Minimum. Do that James can't?
What?
A what lot. Can Russ do that James
Harden can't? Rebound?
A lot.
James Harden get triple doubles too.
That's what I'm saying.
Barely. That nigga get 60 triple doubles, bro. Come on, man.
20-20-20, man. Let me get some of that, man.
He could never do that.
Niggas done did a lot. Like, both of them is sick.
Hey, bro. Give me Russ, I like bro. The Russ. And Russ will go slap a nigga.
Right. I like the Russ. James is impressive. Like I always say, he was scoring them 60s, bro. That shit is a fucking amazing. But I'm giving me
Russ. Y'all lost me at he's not... top 5 in our generation.
Yeah, not in mine, bro.
That's crazy. Let's move on.
Yeah, we can move on.
It's a mute point.
See, niggas don't like to hear the truth.
Nah. I gotta look. He might be.
What year he came in, Marcel?
09, 10.
Is he better than Klay? Yeah.
Yes.
What?
Yeah. I said yes.
We going down. We checking.
Yeah, we checking. Damn. See, y'all need to
nah.
Y'all need to be.
Last time you said Klay was better than him. Yeah.
Hey, well, shit. That before Klay started doing that bullshit that this year.
Hey.
Now, last year, when I took Klay, yes. This year, no. The time, shit changed.
You reminded me the nigga ain't in shape. Did that.
Shit.
So that is.
Okay.
That is.
So y'all want to use it? Klay ain't in shape.
That nigga's in shape. That nigga was in training camp, game one, nigga. That nigga in shape.
Hey. Is Chet rookie of the year?
Now, yes. Yeah,
looking at it. Mm. And I called it.
He has taken the lead once again. Yes. Yeah. And them niggas winning.
Yeah, they winning.
I ain't buying it. Dom told me just the other day. He said, bro, you still ain't buying it. I still ain't, man.
Bruh.
I was with
he not taking the lead now. That nigga doing what he doing. He on a good team.
Wimby
too,
not
dumb.
Playing that good, bro. Dumb, that nigga had 9 points Wimby, last night. They done lost what, 8 straight, something like that. Something dumb. Crazy.
The nigga is on a good team too, though.
Yes,
he contributing to the
and
winning.
Yeah, he's contributing.
If they were winning, he would be contributing to winning.
Yeah,
if Wimby and then would win.
Nah,
y'all move the goalpost when it's what? When it's. To help y'all debate.
Wimby is that the only
team? If I put Wimby over there with OKC, would, come on.
No, but he's...
What? That's Wimby how you got to... That's how you do the shit.
Wimby hasn't been...
Now put Chet over there with the Spurs.
Chet going to still be balling.
You wouldn't speak on them niggas.
Chet going to still be balling. They going to be losing.
Chet might do a little more in his position.
Oh, shit.
I mean, he's been more consistent.
Right now, Chet's a better player, bro.
Chet's a better
player. Let's keep it a buck. Chet,
you niggas are so wishy-washy. When we saw Wimby them first couple games and the nigga was going behind his back from the three-point line.
He said Wimby might have a rookie of the year.
I said Wimby be defensive player of the year, and I said Chet would be rookie of the year.
Man, this is Chet's second year.
Let's write it down.
If you done worked out in
write down
what I'm saying. I got Wimby rookie of the year.
Okay.
Because shit gonna change soon. And I know. The Timberwolves the number one seed in the motherfucking West. Niggas been talking about all these other teams.
Come on, A-Town.
When Don said that, I didn't believe it. That was crazy.
Ant-Man, nigga.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Maybe Jordan.
Atlanta.
Gotta give me
Cat.
Cat
been balling,
bro.
Atlanta.
That's fine.
I'm gonna send that nigga that
Atlanta.
Shit.
That's hard.
Yeah, that's
Atlanta,
hard.
Bro, I went to school for marketing.
Man.
Teacher hated on the nigga. I just don't see what you come up. Hey, bitch, you gonna see. Times done changed. Put that book down, bitch.
Right.
Machine see it. LaMelo Ball is on fire this season.
The team Booping. Ain't, though.
For real.
That's what I'm saying. It's the same type of James Harden type of effect.
They,
you're going to look at the numbers.
They need to get some vets in there for sure. They ain't got no vets. They need to trade Terry Rozier. Go ahead and just surround the whole team with Melo. I love Terry.
Yeah.
But they need to surround the team with Melo. It's Melo team, clearly.
I thought it was always his team.
Not with Terry there, though. Terry nice, bro. Terry can go somewhere and help win. Yeah. Like, get into the playoffs or something. Charlotte ain't going nowhere, bro.
Terry nice. And he using that freedom that he see him giving Melo, and he out there wild. You know
Terry cold, though.
Yeah.
Yo, Melo, his numbers is...
They sick.
It's crazy, dog. Like, last when he played the other night against the Celtics, 36, 8, and 9.
And now against a defensive team.
Now
against
Bridges.
And he dropped Drew Holiday.
Yeah.
Ooh, now that went nice.
Yeah. Drew got a family, man.
not just that. Drew is one of the defensive players niggas mention when you mention defensive players.
Yes.
Niggas on offense go at Drew like niggas used to go at Bruce Bowen back in the day. Like, we don't give a fuck, man. We got to embarrass you. Yeah. That won't work. Most time it don't work, but that Melo got it off. I ain't going to
say. Hey.
What about Melo versus Tyrese Halliburton? Who y'all taking?
Mello. Halliburton.
That's tough.
Ooh. I'm taking Melo.
Halliburton.
I'm taking Halliburton.
Why?
Turnovers.
I think Halliburton definitely is more offensively efficient. Think he make his players look a little better.
Their IQs, I think, is the same.
Melo's not a selfish player. I don't think Melo's selfish at all, but...
He want them stats.
He want them numbers, for sure. Yeah, Halliburton just, he gonna hoop. That nigga gonna pass the ball. That nigga gonna, he got a better shot. Even though it's ugly, that nigga shoot better, for sure.
So, Greg, are you asking to say starting the team or just fit in?
Would you rather take?
Starting the team right now.
I'm taking Melo.
Starting the team, I'm taking Halliburton.
I'm taking
Only
Melo.
Reason I what would market lean.
I'm gonna take Melo.
I would lean Melo because I feel like he got a better defensive upside. He longer. Yeah. He can lock down the other teams.
I mean,
and then if you just get him around certain dogs, ain't no telling what else he might do.
Yeah.
I'll take Melo just because this nigga's been a childhood phenom. He done been playing. You know what I'm saying? That helps his scoring in these big-ass arenas. He been playing in these big-ass arenas.
I mean, Melo younger too now, though. Melo still.
So that one, Halliburton, all-star
last
year. I like Halliburton game better.
Yeah, all-star this year too. That
I like Halliburton game better.
He controlled the game better, it seemed like.
But I'm going to take
that's a good
Melo.
Point.
Like, I'm going to take Melo.
He definitely controlled
y'all
the
talking
game
about better. These young players and these old niggas still out here balling.
What they doing?
LeBron, Steph, KD, still.
They
talking about who next, bitch. We ain't left.
Yeah,
that what these niggas saying. What
you seen? What KD said? What? He was like, they always saying older players lose a step. He was like, I haven't.
Bro, we gotta KD on this motherfucking show, shit. Bro.
No cap.
You know why? No matter what niggas say about KD, KD gonna give you that authentic feel. He ain't gonna sugarcoat shit. Man, a nigga said, nigga said KD fucked up his parlays or something. He was like,
He
said, y'all don't give me no percent. He was like, nigga, we trying to get these Band-Aids. That nigga laughed and said, I like that shit. Just for that, I'm going to delete the tweet. You need niggas like that who will laugh and joke, bro.
Right.
Now, he been going crazy, though.
I'm going to...
Number two in scoring?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think Embiid might be the only one.
Yeah. I'm going to share these numbers of these old heads right quick. LeBron, 38 years old, turns 39 in a couple weeks. 26 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. Kevin Durant, 35. 31 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. Steph Curry, 35. 30 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists a game.
That nigga Durant.
Bro, that's sick.
That nigga KD.
That's sick.
Because he going to play longer, bro, because all he do is shoot jumpers, bro. Right. KD, and he tall. He ain't got to do all that.
Bro, you remember in your neighborhood when you would go and it all be that old nigga come to the court and, you know, he play a little good. Like, imagine if them niggas didn't make it to the NBA and a nigga like that at the court. At 30 fucking 8. Bro. Niggas can't stop you.
Mm-hmm.
That shit's sick.
Ask Dylan Brooks. He got embarrassed by two of them already. LeBron and Steph.
Dylan Brooks got a target on him every time LeBron see that nigga.
It's self-inflicted, though.
Yeah, that nigga. Facts. He circled them gang.
Yeah.
I won't chill today. I'm a show that motherfucker. Don't fuck with me.
It's like wrestling, man. We need them characters, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
When nobody else want to step up, they like, that's our guy.
Dylan the villain.
Right, see? Makes sense.
They say Kings are expected to pursue LaVine because the Chicago Bulls are ass.
They say.
Dumb, right?
They need to get DeMar out there. LaVine, cool, but DeMar, man, save DeMar, bro.
Oh my
I fuck
God.
With DeMar. Yeah. DeMar need to go somewhere.
Where could he go?
Huh? Where could he go?
Yeah.
I want to see DeMar like somebody that need help. The Warriors. The Warriors need another scorer for sure. The Lakers.
Lakers need anybody y'all mention. Because Anthony Davis, bro. And I don't like to drag niggas on the show because we done dogged him a couple shows. And I'm going to dog him this motherfucking show too. Nigga, you ain't doing shit out there. You playing defense. I ain't going to lie. And nigga, I see his stat line. And nigga getting blocks and stuff. He playing his ass off
AD,
on defense.
All defense.
But nigga, if you play defense and it take away from you scoring, bitch, stop playing defense.
For real.
Stop. Right. If you that motherfucking tired from blocking shots where you can't do a tip dunk, stop playing defense. Nigga, y'all go sign y'all a nigga off the streets to come in and get 6 fouls. Because LeBron ain't got you there for that.
Right. He think like the national championship.
Bro, 8 points, 5 blocks, 3 steals, no assists, and 2 rebounds. Don't nobody want that shit on their team, and you supposed to be the best player on the team.
And 2 niggas. Injuries.
Uh-huh.
And 2 injuries. He gonna get 2 injuries.
That's a game. He averaged that.
Boy.
Bro, like being a LeBron fan, bro, I just be feeling like, bro, the dick be stacked against this nigga, bro.
Hey, that nigga's balling right now, bro. Like,
bro, you can't make this up.
He ain't supposed to be doing.
No,
he played 40 minutes last game.
Duh.
It's insane.
Bro, they gonna kill the man. The man about to be 40 playing 40 minutes a game.
Come on, man.
And not just out there. This nigga is dominating.
He's winning. Yes. He's contributing to
bro,
winning.
If he don't play 40 minutes, the game might not be close.
Yep.
He has to be out there.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a damn
that's,
shame.
That's crazy.
They changed. They setting the new standards, man. Like, we're never going to see this again, probably. Like,
old niggas.
Ant-Man and them are not going to play until they 40-something years old.
Yeah, you know why, though? The difference with them niggas, they take off-season series. These young niggas, you got to think they young, bro. They going to hang and chill.
All them niggas do is hoop, bro. Like, you see Bron and shit out, but that niggas, he's training, bro. He's working out. Like, that nigga.
That nigga trainer stayed with him.
Steph hooping.
Ant-Man is under LeBron's people, so I'm thinking they going to mold him to take care of his body the same way. You know what I'm saying? Because he be in the gym. Ant-Man be in the gym.
Yeah, but
he's
supposed
to come to the show. He's like, I got to go to the gym, bro.
That's a tough ask.
Yeah, it is. Like, it's slick.
But his game is also based on athleticism, too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, jumping above the rim and finishing and shit. Like,
shit, even LeBron game was, though.
Yeah, but LeBron is a point guard. That nigga is a passer. He can score that much.
Yeah, it's many different ways he can affect the game.
Well, recovery, though. So,
but it also, it just depends on how you develop. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, KD game was a lot different at one time, but now he just buckets. Like,
I think KD gonna play for a long time, bro. Because he ain't got, all he doing is shooting jumpers.
He got about 4 or 5 years.
I always say KD got a Dirk run in him.
Yeah.
But I think he gonna get a ring. How Dirk got that old ring, I think KD gonna get him one like that.
He gonna get it in Phoenix.
Yeah. With D-Book having an MVP season or something like that.
Yeah.
Bro.
He coasting.
What Real Housewives shit is this? Brandon Ingram's baby mama announces pregnancy with NBA player Ant Simons.
Oh, yeah, Simmons. Portland,
Simmons. Damn, young boy. Damn.
Bro.
Give him some game now. Talk to the young
talk to the young folks, bro.
Bro, not even. Brandon Ingram, he shouldn't give a fuck.
Probably don't.
A nigga having a good season.
Right, probably.
He balled.
He was like, boy, I needed another nigga to help me with this bitch.
Yeah, that
one. But thank you, boy.
We in it together.
Hey, see, this is what niggas got to take the power out of certain shit. Don't he play for Portland?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When Portland and the Pelicans play, let them niggas meet half court and switch jerseys.
Come on, man. That's marketing, boy.
Hey! That'll make that bitch cry. So you want to do fuck shit? Turn that table on that motherfucking ass. Now they switching jerseys, smiling and posing.
Switch jerseys.
That'll be too damn funny.
And put it on a thank you card at the baby shower. That shit's sick.
The NBA's nasty.
They switching jerseys.
And then in the West, they got to see each other four times.
Yeah,
man.
Damn. She bringing both the kids to, man, women's spike.
One kid got one jersey on, the other kid got another.
Oh, they arguing how my daddy better than your daddy.
But she got two chances. One of them is going to the league.
Yep.
Yeah. She got a good percentage.
Invested in herself.
Yeah. But what if, like, now if he marry her, then it's not frowned upon. You see what I'm saying? This is what I'm saying. Because, like, now you got two NBA baby daddies.
Mm-hmm.
Now think about the third baby daddy who might just be a regular nigga.
He ain't going to be, though.
Impossible.
He ain't going to be.
She going to get another NBA player.
I mean, might as well.
We got to see how she look.
I feel like you can't go back.
She can't go back after two NBA baby daddies?
I see how she look.
It worked. Send me do your thing. Nigga, who am I to judge you, bro? Who am I to judge you?
Do your thing.
Do your thing, nigga. Angel Reese is away from team with a 2-game absence and rumors of low GPA. Who gives a fuck?
Look at that bank account here.
She getting money. As a teacher or a professor, whatever you want to identify as, for you to report she has a low GPA, you's a fuck-ass hater.
No, it wasn't the teacher. It was FloJo's mom.
FloJo.
They were going back and forth. Fly J.
Hey, I thought you were talking about the progressive. Man. I was like, I know that bitch ain't hate.
Fly J's mom and Angel's mom, whose name is Angel, were going back and forth on the internet, just talking.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, crazy.
What? I thought they cool. Why did they come up?
The mothers. The mothers ain't cool. So,
Man, too much money out here, man. And if they want to argue, just don't let these white folks see it.
Right, exactly.
Y'all do that at the house. Y'all can meet up.
Because Angel's mom was talking about Flajay's grammar on social media. And then Angel's mom came back. You definitely know about grammar errors when your daughter got a 2.0 or less grade point average. Stop being petty, fake, and hateful, and take your responsibility for you and your daughter's actions.
Now, see, if you talk about my child like that, I'm not mad. I don't know all the, but if you said something about her child first, she could respond. But y'all got to stop talking. Y'all got to see each other soon.
Right. It is money, man.
And handle your business.
Niggas praying to be in y'all positions.
But
mothers.
Moki ain't said nothing, though. The coach, she ain't said, like, why she away. But that's what the parents came out and said.
Hey, we were just talking about them baby mom. Do you know Derek Fisher?
Was coaching. Yeah,
is coaching the bar and son. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, nigga. You bro. Want your ass whooped again.
Nah, Barnes is in the stands. Cool, Matt's in the stands.
I think Matt Barnes, I'm pretty sure Matt Barnes said they cool now.
Oh.
Matt was in the stands.
Yeah, but Matt one of them type of niggas, he might lose it again.
Yeah, he might.
He might sit there and chill, and he be like, man, and just jump up and whoop his ass.
Whoopi say something to his son he don't like.
Oh, he gonna whoop his ass.
On the court.
Yeah. Man, if you see Matt, any nigga who be as cool as Matt, that nigga ready.
Man just be geeked up.
Yeah, but bro, gas. They gonna catch him when he ain't high. He wasn't able to stop. He had to go straight to the game. He ain't able to smoke his blunt for the game. He had Derek Fisher fussing. Barnes, what the fuck you? Who the fuck you talking to? No, I'm talking to the son. No, nigga, who the fuck you talking to? Now he out the stands.
Damn.
Or he might take a picture with the Barnes sons and the mama. Matt Barnes just go over there and slap the shit out of him. So, Derek Fisher, it's smart for you to just stop coaching. Take a leave of absence, nigga.
But he's still with the moms, though. They still together.
Yeah, stop.
I see it ain't no codes in the NBA, obviously.
Nah, NBA is nasty. NBA's nasty. Nah,
bro, I was telling my buddy this the other day, bro, on some real shit. It's so many women in the world, bro. I don't want nobody that you know. Had sex with. Even if you tell me you gotta try her, I don't want to.
I don't want it, bro. Something.
You gotta. It's so many women, and that's why it's like, I don't even blame the women. Mm-mm. It gotta be, it's the niggas' fault.
It is, bro.
Cause you so tender, D.
TD.
And that's just not sports, that's worldwide.
Yeah.
Cause these athletes, they so busy. They ain't got time to trust women.
Right.
So they trust their homeboy girl.
Boy. Hey, bro, I trust you. You got it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
She cooked for you.
Nigga bath is wild.
Hey, man. That's that real shit. Man. What you think going on? Let's take a woman expert from it. Would you have two NBA baby daddies?
I feel like one baby daddy is enough.
But what if that nigga ain't doing what you need him to do? Like, man, this nigga ain't getting no all-stars.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe maybe a second one to secure the lineage.
You wouldn't go back, cool. though, right?
No, I'm not. Both of them niggas max contract niggas. Yeah.
Sound like a good deal to me.
I was just trying to see what we had in here with us. It's a cold game.
It's a cold game, bro.
I ain't never think you better say that.
I'm surprised by that.
Surprise.
Let's get into some comments. DJ Got Beats 8369 said, y'all can post as late as y'all want. We still going to watch it. Midnight, 2 a.m., 4 a.m., doesn't matter. Keep it up, bro. Nigga, I appreciate you. Clap it up for that. Man.
Yeah, you the one.
And the fact that nigga said, we still going to watch it. He's speaking for everybody.
Yeah, respect. Mm-hmm.
Respect that, man. Shit. I would say we don't post that late, but I don't know. you might be on to something. 2300 Adot said, need to do a play of the day, like find the wildest sports play for that week and just go in for 10 minutes. And they got 6 replies. I can't see the replies, but nigga, we gonna do that. Matter of fact, we've been talking about it. We got the... Thag gonna come in here. We got the
voicemail.
The voicemail where y'all could call with y'all gripes and complaints. Sadly, we did it on the last show. but Motherfuckers didn't have the audio on. Nigga was like, nigga hit me, bro, you gotta talk about the Draymond. Nigga, I did. And if you don't believe us, we'll put out some clips where you could read lips. We had a good episode. Yeah. Oh, since we didn't talk about that Draymond shit, Draymond is the best fighter of all time.
Draymond.
Pound for pound, I like him in any era.
Damn.
I would want to see him and Charles go head to head, bro.
Ooh.
That'd be a good one.
That'd be a good one for real.
Oakley or Barkley?
Oakley.
Ooh.
Oakley.
No. Draymond ain't ready for Oakley.
Yeah, I heard Oakley.
Oak choke you out right now.
Man. I'm going to tell you, as far as Rudy Gobert, nigga, to get your ass choked out and be fined for it.
Oh,
that's crazy.
You got to get your one, son.
Nigga, I would boycott the motherfucking league.
Damn.
How the fuck I get fined $25,000 for doing this?
Because that nigga, because he started COVID.
They get back. Oh, they still getting, that's a get back.
Anything he do,
that
nigga.
Get back a motherfucker.
Yeah.
That get back a motherfucker.
Take a motherfucker. Anything he do, they on your ass.
$25,000?
Yeah, he got his ass yoked out.
I'm doing nothing.
Bro, Draymond gonna come back like.
Wait, so did Draymond not get fined?
Yeah, he got fined and suspended.
That nigga lost like $700,000.
Yeah, he don't give a fuck. Draymond don't give a fuck.
Five games.
Cause Draymond like to come out on that goddamn. It gonna be like when Thug get released. He's back. Bro, do you know how many niggas not finna file nobody on Golden State now?
Yeah.
Cause you don't know what Draymond might do?
Man, what? Especially no young niggas.
Oh, Draymond. Cool. Oh, man.
See, Ann ain't crazy, nigga. Ann ain't tried a nigga now. Nah. He talked back a little bit, but he ain't. Yeah.
But you know
just
what?
Said, ain't nobody worried about you, bro. Just
kept but you know what? Ant know how his niggas gonna take it. It ain't just gonna be no scuffle on the court. Them Atlanta niggas gonna pull up.
Oakland City niggas in the stands.
Yeah, bro. All that type of shit going on, bro. Rudy Gobert, nigga, you can't have no real friends, partners. The French Connection should have been at the next game, nigga. Cause I know what they call that game. And shit. Joseph Holmes said, "Nav, y'all need some broken plate cheerleaders. This show is gonna go far." Man, appreciate you, Joseph Holmes. You know what I do? Cause I watch the show too after we tape and it get filmed. I watch the show. Nigga, I want them two girls back on the fucking intro saying broken play. That what gets that me cute. Ready to hear me scream.
Shout out to Broken Play. Yeah,
cause right after they say that, I come in, welcome. I be loud as a motherfucker. You ain't heard me excited because they don't be on that anymore. Get them girls back on there, man.
Facts.
Appreciate you, Joseph. We're going to get some Broken Play cheerleaders, nigga. Just give us a minute.
Stephen A's trying to come on loud. Did you see that?
He what?
Trying to come on the scene loud now, man. When he come on the show.
Hey, dot net.
I know, I'm sorry.
We not mentioning no nigga who want to be me.
Come on, man. That's crazy, dog.
Hey, they be talking about imitation is flattering. For who, bitch? I don't need a nigga who headline starred back here screaming and talking like me.
That's wild.
Nigga, my shit still intact. Yeah, the nigga sprayed aside a little bit, but my shit still intact. He do that because I pay for it, not because I need it.
Come on, man.
I pay for enhancements. I don't need it.
Never.
Talk your shit.
Yeah. Country boy J97. Man, I had a migraine headache, but I still finished this episode with my eyes closed. Shout out to a real nigga.
Hey, man.
This shit is therapeutic. I feel like Andre 3000 flute album, nigga. What's the difference? Motherfuckers is getting their mental. I can imagine that nigga just.
With a migraine.
And that's just me talking, doing sport by sport analysis. Oh, I saw what y'all put on the page. Niggas gotta know that I don't run the Broken Play page because sometimes I come on that laugh. Motherfuckers had, what now mood are you in today? Bro, I gotta start doing different facial expressions. The four of them were the same goddamn face. Nigga, it's either I'm showing my gap, smirking, or frowning. Denise underscore 1202 said, wonderful interview. Keep doing great things in the album. May God continue to bless you. Let that breathe for a minute. Because she done brought God into it. So I know you saved, sister. Thank you.
Amen.
Broken Play Show. I use y'all code on my first parlay on Prize Picks and hit. Pop the 42 is up. Man, clap it up for that nigga, man. Yeah, give him one of that. That's what we like to hear. Yeah. Easy peasy pee. Easy trees. Hey, dog. We might need you on this motherfucking show. That nigga had CJ Stroud over 269 and a half yards. That nigga had 336. I ain't gonna read the rest of them, but just seeing that let me know. Okay. That nigga like who I like. You know CJ Stroud, my nigga, man. Shit, that's about it for, damn. This was a good long introduction.
Yeah, this was a show.
I thought this was the fucking show. I thought I was gonna wrap it up. Oh, we got some highlights and lowlights to get into when we come back. We're gonna do a, what we did. What was our pound for pound last week?
We did a Who Would You Rather.
Who Would We Rather? Who was it?
It was Shaq and...
Oh, yeah.
AI.
Man, we had a good...
Shaq and... AI.
I remember AI and Giannis.
Shaq and Steph.
Kobe and LeBron.
Kobe and LeBron. KD and Jordan.
Hey, when we come back... Because last week, man, that shit was so good. If only y'all could have heard. When we come back, we got some highlights, some lowlights. We actually did Prize Picks of the Week. We had a guest last week, Tyler Chronicles, our dog. Clap it up for him. Now stop.
Yeah,
he was the only nigga that stopped us from popping 42.
We told him.
And I told him. I said, bro, you was the only one. The nigga sent back, well, at least nobody heard it. Niggas is taking shots at my motherfucking staff now. So this audio is going to be so perfect this week. Nigga, you could hear a raindrop on this motherfucker. And you will because it's raining right now. Hey, when we come back, we got some highlights and lowlights. Keep tuning in to Broken Play.
Yeah!
Just like that, we're back. Clap it up for Broken Play.
Yeah!
Hey, real quick, highlights. Washington. The motherfucking Huskies. They had Utah favored. They had Utah favored. Stop playing with my boy Michael P. That nigga is a winner.
They got some boys. The receiver core is crazy over there.
Talk about it.
They nice.
Talk about it. Georgia. Stop giving 18 points. Just put blowout. Because they going to blow a motherfucker out, bro. Tennessee. I don't know what's going on with Tennessee.
Dog, that was my highlight too. UGA win, but that first play off the gate touchdown. I'm like, okay, Tennessee came to play. And then Georgia's like, y'all can have that one. Nothing after that. 3 points after that.
Georgia be letting niggas do that just to see. Let's see if they can score.
Just let them.
You just let them.
Yeah. They probably gonna blow it.
Just let them.
They probably gonna blow it.
Yeah.
But
let's see what they got.
Right.
Y'all take the first playoff. Oh, they scored, coach. Not a coach hungry and bad.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers came in here and scored first on y'all. I don't want to see another motherfucking point. Now niggas hungry. Sometimes you got to challenge yourself.
Psychological.
I need you to put some respect on Carson Beck's name now, bro. You need to show him some love, dog.
Bro, I did the other week. I said
I don't know if I was here for that. So
I think you was there. The nigga won't be going to the NFL.
He will be getting drafted by the league.
What? Bro.
How is Beck going to be on the NFL team, bro?
Doing what?
Backing up somebody.
Yeah. Back your ass up, boy. That type of shit. Bro, on some real shit, though. Georgia. I got to see them against Alabama.
Yeah, this is going to be kind of a real one.
Yeah, because now the receiving core that Alabama got, and they got a mobile quarterback, and Alabama is hitting that stride.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So we finna see. And Alabama play Auburn this week in the Iron Bowl. They should win that easy.
Auburn lost to some weak ass team this past week.
Yeah, Auburn gonna do Auburn shit. But when they play Alabama, I don't know what happens. They always feel more confident, but I doubt it this year. Because Nick Saban already done had that loss. So when he done had that loss, that nigga a different mode. He's in a different mode.
Yeah, Auburn lost to New Mexico State.
Who?
New Mexico State this past week. Mm. I'm going to take Alabama points to cover the spread this weekend. For
sure. What is it?
I don't know, but I'm going to take it.
Hey, a low light real quick. Man, prayers and speedy recovery to Jordan Travis.
Yeah, for sure.
Dog.
Yeah.
Florida State was one of them teams. I said they could hurt somebody chance because they don't mention Florida State enough.
They don't.
It's like, bro, we were trying to figure out what teams would go if this happened and that happened. And I feel like, man, Florida State got on the wrong receiving end of that shit. Yeah. Michigan and Ohio State, somebody got to lose.
Someone's going to cancel out.
So who gonna lose?
Ohio State's gonna lose. I got that on record for sure. Taking up any bets as well.
Damn. What'd you say, Greg?
Michigan. I'm with Michigan as well. I think that if anybody, I think Michigan can upset Georgia. I think that's their only competition.
I think Ohio State could upset Georgia. With that defense and that Marvin Harrison Jr. The reason why, bro, Georgia defense ain't the same as Marvin Harrison Jr., bro. And them receivers. Yeah. It ain't just Marvin. The one that start with E. You know, I don't know nigga's name.
Abuka.
It's called Buka.
Yeah.
That motherfucker cold too.
Dang. Where they playing?
Who?
They playing at Michigan.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, nigga. This the biggest college rivalry football game you're going to see. Mm-hmm. Just like it's like a North Carolina Duke. Michigan, Ohio State, is nothing beats this. Nothing.
No matter how.
LeBron going to be there. LeBron always go.
Yeah.
He might.
Who you got?
I see when it get close. I watch the lines. See, a lot of niggas don't know I'm a professional gambler.
Facts.
I don't just say early week. I don't bet with my heart no more.
That's what made me want to take his bet.
He bet with his heart.
Yeah, that's the only reason. I don't even know who's gonna win, but I'm about to be like, bet you myself.
Yeah, you.
Just because I know I'm gonna get out. I'm gonna
look at the lines right now.
But I will say this, though. It's going to be a good game. At least I hope so. Mm-hmm. But Ohio State got defense, though, Marcel.
They don't have a quarterback, bro. CJ Stroud ain't there, bro. Like, Justin Fields ain't there no more, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the difference for me, for sure. All
right. You confident with J.J. McCarthy?
Yep.
Blake Corum?
You have the running game in Edwards, the running game different.
Yeah.
-3.5, Michigan. Over under 46.
By half a point, take Michigan.
To -3, Michigan?
Yeah. Michigan gonna win.
I like it.
Everybody finna take Ohio State with them points.
Michigan won last year 45-23.
Yeah, Michigan gonna win.
At Ohio State.
Michigan gonna win. Yeah. Michigan gonna win again.
There's a lot.
They've won the past 2 years, bro.
Cup. First of all, Ohio State really haven't played nobody. Like Michigan and Ohio State, they got the same schedule.
Yeah, Big Tens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got the Big Ten. But Michigan, I think on both sides of the ball, like they just
more complete.
They're more complete. Ohio State in the second half, their offense starts clicking more. Mm-hmm. But Michigan ain't going to give you that much time to start clicking. If you fuck around and let Michigan score 3 times in the first half, oh, nigga. Blake Corum, Edwards, we going to milk this clock.
Damn, easy.
Second half. So, yeah, I like that. I like that Michigan bet.
They seem motivated because they coach,
going through his trials and tribulations.
Oh, yeah, fine.
Yeah, but hey, man. Don't do it for that fucking coach. That nigga rich. Do it for y'all motherfuckers. I ain't finna say, we did this for coach. No, fuck nigga. Do it for you to go to the draft. That coach gonna be straight with you there or with you without you.
Come on, man.
Man, hey.
Messy.
Tighten up. Fuck. Who else was a low light?
I got the Clippers right now. Okay, Clippers, I got the Clippers is a low light. I'm a James Harden, Paul George fan, and it's just looking ugly right now.
Paul George, let's talk about the nigga who you call the low light. It's like y'all niggas scared of a nigga or something.
Who?
You say his name.
Yeah, the boogeyman.
Yeah. If Paul George hooping, Dom just said, but you said Clippers is a low light.
I'm saying they figuring it out. It's not what I'm
figuring
it,
out. They were winning before Buddy got out there.
I'm saying the team. They putting a whole new person
they
on the team.
They shouldn't have traded for that nigga anyway, bro.
The ball's stagnant now, bro.
Who are y'all talking about?
James Harden, nigga.
That's all I'm asking. But y'all said the nigga the best player we done seen.
No, we said he's a top five shooting guard of all time. But that nigga, they shouldn't have traded for that nigga. They was rolling without that nigga. Now they benched that shit. Bones Highland ain't playing.
Yeah,
man, so when I think of players, so, okay, a nigga like, if I trade for a nigga like, we gonna name shooting guards.
Mm-hmm.
Devin Booker. Mm-hmm. If I trade for Devin Booker, would I be saying having the same conversation? If I trade for a nigga like Dwayne Wade in his prime, would I be having this conversation? If I trade for a nigga like Michael Jordan, would I? Kobe Bryant. The list goes on. The nigga is not in that tier.
That was a good point. I'll give you that one.
But he not the same player
as him.
Yeah.
Well, he not a top five shooting guard.
He's a system.
Of all time, he is. But he clearly not the same player. Like, he ain't 60, 10, not and all 9. Time,
bro. I'm giving an all-time score, bro, but not the actual position of shooting guard, bro.
It's so like, who do you have
Ray
over
Allen,
him?
Ray Young. Young Ray Allen. Yes, bro. Young Ray Allen is a better shooting guard than
in the league. Harden. Different now too.
Like James Harden is more of a nigga who can run the
about
point.
About to score, right?
A nigga who can run the point, who can score.
That's what
Ray
you
Allen mean. Came like as far as two guard skills. He's
so,
not,
so James that, can play the one and the two. And Ray Allen can only play the two.
But he's because he's a better two guard. He's a better two guard. He's a total.
James Harden just want that ball in his ear. Ball hard.
You got to be able to slash.
Niggas give Ray Allen too much credit. I'm going to go ahead and say that right now.
Y'all missed it.
No, you can't go. No. Don't go by numbers. Y'all don't remember Milwaukee Bucks Ray Allen.
Yes, I do.
No, y'all can't. That nigga's like.
That was Duncan?
I do.
We got numbers.
That nigga played.
All right, read the numbers, bro, because you trying to be funny.
Two championships to zero. Okay, Ray Allen. NBA seasons 18-15 Ray Allen. Playoffs played 11 Ray Allen, James Harden 14 playoff.
That doesn't matter, bro. We talking
about
skills.
Okay, make it a playoff doesn't matter. Gotcha.
We talking about skills. Y'all always bring
all stars.
Bro,
10 and 10.
We talking about the best
season
two
MVP 0-1.
That don't matter.
All NBA first teams, Ray Allen
that
0.
That don't matter, bro.
James Harden 6.
That don't matter.
All NBA teams, that Ray Allen 2, James Harden 7.
What
leader,
matter?
3-0.
What matters, though?
Assist leader 2-0.
Well, what matters?
In this situation, that doesn't matter. We said the best two guard, bro, as a two
James
guard.
Harden point per game 24. Ray Allen 18. Stop.
You wasn't there, bro. I am. You wasn't there, bro. Ask anybody. As a two guard, Ray Allen is better. I'm taking Ray Allen before James Harden. James Harden can't do everything Ray Allen can.
What can Ray Allen what? Shoot better?
He's spot not a fucking
he's
shooter,
not,
bro.
He's not a
better
shooter.
Sure.
James Harden's a dribble. He's a off the dribble shooter for sure. He's not a catch and shoot, but that's the only thing I can say.
That's the only thing I said.
You have to see it, bro.
Bro, you don't get two rings and you say stop it. You talking about stop it.
Right.
Like,
he wasn't the role player, bro.
In both of those rings. But he was a legend at the time. Like, he could be a role player.
Bro, I'm not going.
Not just you.
You can tell them they can have it. I'm not going. Pull up his Boston stats that year. Can you pull up that Boston team stat, player stats? Because
it was a big three, not a big four,
since you got
the
computer.
It was a big three, not a big four.
It was.
There's no way he had. He might not have averaged more than 20. It might have been like 18.
But he's a better. I understand.
Man, Kevin Garnett wasn't averaging shit like that.
He wasn't. KG sacrificed the most.
Yeah. Exactly, bro. But he's a. It's going to be in the comments, man.
First, that's it. 17 points, three assists first year at Boston Ray when Allen they won the championship. 18 points, two assists, 16-2. Like, what are we talking
Ray
about?
Ray Allen will cook James Harden 400 times out of
no, he won't.
Yes, y'all, he would.
Ray, I just don't
James
like
James Harden. I don't like the game, bro.
Y'all don't like his play style.
No, ooh. I do, bro. I like that. I'm a one on one nigga. Like, that's what I'm into. I'm into highlights. I'm into the frivolous.
So how is he not?
Because that's better. He's a better. You would have had to seen it, bro. Ray Allen would fuck.
So look, bro.
James Harden up, bro. He could, it's nothing he can do with Ray Allen, bro.
So why when Kobe said it? Why when Kobe said James Harden style of play, he'll never win like that?
Nigga, Kobe ain't law. Everything Kobe said, that's his opinion.
That's why he can't.
But Kobe didn't lie though. It's still staying true. To this day.
But and when Kobe had bum-ass teams, he didn't do shit. When he had a bum-ass team, Smush Parker them, he didn't do shit, bro.
They didn't win.
That nigga still, he was dropping his shit.
Right. He had, James Harden was doing the same thing when he had a
bum-ass
team.
When James Harden had a bum-ass team.
He said the Rockets team wasn't great.
Before Dwight Howard got there, they was garbage.
Yes.
His first year in Houston, they was garbage. That nigga averaged 30 damn near. Let's keep it real.
Bro, so when CP3 was there, that was a garbage.
I didn't say that.
You still average. I said before Dwight Howard got there.
So it was.
Didn't he have Trevor Reeves out there with him?
Oh, we not going to. Come on. Let's not do that. What the fuck is that?
Kobe won with the nigga.
Kobe bro, with
and he also had all the Hall of Famer, top 25
player. If you put this nigga in this boat, bro, I fuck with Jay Hunt on some party type shit. When I see that nigga hanging out, I say that nigga a fun ass nigga you can hang with. But far as it's over.
Top five, two guard all time is a lot, bro. Of all time.
So tell me who the other ones are above him.
You gonna ask me, man. I'm taking Ray Allen. I'll take
in order. No, in order.
Now you're putting too much pressure on me, dog. I'm going
to
tell you.
To start off with Ray Allen is crazy.
Like, that's what I'm starting
with.
Let's start with something. Let's start with something easy. Ray, D-Wade, Jordan, Kobe, and it's somebody else. It is. Let me think.
You got to name him. You said five. You shouldn't be like that.
I ain't never thought
about it. You said Reggie Miller one time.
Nah, I didn't.
You said Reggie Miller.
I might have said, if I did, I ain't. I remember we talked about that, but it's somebody else. I said I would take Reggie Miller, but
I'll put Devin Booker in there.
You know what I'm saying? It's niggas
all
like that.
It's
niggas
like
that. Over James Harden.
Over as a two-star.
If y'all got James Harden in there, fuck it. I'm gonna start doing how my list.
Jordan, Kobe, D Wade, Iverson,
James
Harden.
No, thank bro. You. I'm saying you put Iverson and James out of there for what I said, Ray Allen.
What?
You didn't even mention it.
Ray Allen's not better than any of those five people I just named.
Ray Allen is better than James Harden, bro.
He had a couple years where he might have been, but all around, though, James Harden is a better player than Ray Allen. And the reason why I say a better player, he just done gave you more for more years. Like, Ray Allen never been a focal point of a team team.
Right.
Because even when he was in Milwaukee, he was a dog. He had Glenn Rice and Sam Cassell on that team. Right. He never been Robinson. Like this Ray Allen team.
Seattle.
That was close. Seattle was pretty close.
Like, they had
Rashad Lewis.
Yeah. Rashad Lewis. Mm-hmm. But it was still, I'm saying like as a.
Oh no! I forgot about Ray Allen in Seattle. Nigga, fuck that. Give me Ray Allen over James Harden. I forgot about that shit, man. Moving right along, man.
James Harden, all that blows.
Some more low lights. You said that. Yeah. You got any low lights, Marcel, besides the Giants?
I can't, man. It's a funny show.
Five, bro. Top five. All time.
Besides the Giants. Yeah, the Giants are a little light because they won. We need draft position, guys.
Yeah.
Y'all was gonna do
Falcons
that.
Had a bye week and they still a low light.
Nah, nigga, you was excited.
I was. Week six. Every
well,
year.
They say the rooster has came to crow.
They got the Saints this week. It's gonna be turned up.
Nah, that's one game.
Yeah.
The Falcons lose all the games. They beat the motherfucking Saints. They wouldn't give a fuck.
And they got a big concert this weekend for it, too. Oh, all the performers.
All the Southern legends, ain't it? Like T.I., Jermaine Dupri. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Tip. We had Tip on the show.
Like, no kid at.
Nigga, Pastor Troy setting up already in that motherfucker. Hey, the number for the voicemail call in is 678-383-7562. That's 678 broken play. Make sure you
hit the numbers though. Hit the numbers.
383-7562. Hey man, anytime you feel the need to call in and say your shit, call in and say your shit.
Get it off your chest.
For real. Your team fucking up. And if you don't like something we said, or you might agree with something we said, call and leave that shit on there. One call a week. We can't monitor it, but nigga, don't just keep calling.
Yeah.
Because somebody got to go through that shit, and it's Thad. And that nigga will take the first four, and if you done called four times back to back, nigga, keep hearing your shit on this motherfucker. Because Thad do what the fuck he want to do when Thad do what the fuck he want to do. Real quick, should we go straight into Prize Pick, though?
Yeah, let's do it.
About that time. Well, last week episode, which didn't air, we was one away.
We got it.
So close.
I took two of passing yards over 267.5. That motherfucker had 325. Greg took Tyreek Hill to score a touchdown. The nigga scored. Me and Greg. We like the Splash Brothers when it come to this shit. When we bet together, nigga, we win together. Dom had, guess who? Chet Holmgren. Over 9.5 rebounds and assists, the nigga had 12. Whoop-de-doo. Thad had Klay Thompson under 21.5 points. Guess what my dog had? 5. Sorry, bastard. Hey, real quick before I keep going. Now, last year, y'all know Sabonis was a garbage bastard. Mm-hmm. That nigga been balling. I don't know if that garbage bastard heard me last year, but the nigga has stepped his play up.
Yes.
Or the nigga might just be having a good
month. He's a regular season baller, for sure. Mm-hmm. He gonna put them regular season numbers up.
So when it comes closer to the time to playoffs, okay.
He played playoff right. Aggressive. Yeah.
So don't be too hard on myself, dog. Yeah. All right, bet. .NET had Bam going under 2.5 turnovers, the nigga had 2. We just breezing through. Last but least, Tyler Chronicles, our beloved guest, had Josh Giddey under 0.53 points made. The motherfucker had 2.
Worst bet you could have made, man.
Bro, that hurt my heart.
Yeah. That's crazy. Ain't no way.
Because Greg tried to talk him. Hey, man, just get the clip. I know we ain't got the audio. Just get Greg pointing to him and saying, I don't. Like, Greg was doing it. And Tyler looked at me. And I looked at him. He said, nah. I said, all right, bro.
I don't think nobody was confident in that. Nobody. Man, to be honest, bro. Like.
So y'all got to come as a majority and say, like,
yeah, we're niggas.
But we do, though. We did. But it's like, again, just like he said, say the nigga ain't hit a 3, then we would have been like,
yeah,
we fucked
that's
up.
That's his bet. You know what I'm saying?
But like, this week, it's up, bro. Because you know why?
What?
I feel it. We were that close to having 42. Because we got double the money back.
We got it.
Dang. They got to bring me in my phone. Or Thad got to put it on his account. But we got some games coming up. Who the Cowboys play on Thanksgiving?
I like the Thanksgiving days. Yeah, Thanksgiving games would be dope. I got you on.
We playing
Georgia play Georgia Tech. I don't care what's the point spread. Take the over.
They play the Commanders.
Ooh. What? Yeah, that should be. I don't know. Commanders coming off a loss. I don't know. Who else we got?
Green Bay versus Detroit. San Francisco versus Seattle.
That's what. Is Detroit a favorite in the NFC right now, Marcel?
Yeah.
It got to be.
Greg, are they?
It got to be.
.NET?
Ballin'.
Detroit, yeah, still.
And you say, yeah. All right.
Jared Goff, he ballin'.
Bro, quiet as kept.
Yeah.
The quiet nigga was never garbage, bro.
No, yeah. We never thought it was garbage.
They were just, Stafford, they was just right. geeked up to get Stafford. Yeah.
They traded. It worked out, but how's
Lions? Lions won the trade. But you know the Rams did. The Rams won the Super Bowl. But no, yeah. But I'm saying the Lions won the trade because Stafford was not going to get you a Super Bowl there.
But the Rams was always going to be in. They was always going to have a chance.
Bro. Yeah. Like, but reason why I say you still got Goff in a good quarterback.
Oh, speaking of highlights, Jalen Ramsey, a highlight. I forgot to mention that.
Hey, shout out that boy Five. Yeah. Boy, when a nigga came and dived out. And caught that motherfucker, bro. Different, bro. Jalen Ramsey is different.
Yeah. He back. For sure.
He is back.
You tell me.
You tell me.
You tell me. I fold, bro.
Hey, let's do the prize pick so we got him. Thang! I'm sorry for screaming to you viewers. We treating this shit like a nigga at the house.
Let me see if I can.
I got mine. I'll go.
All right. Who you got, bro?
I got.
What are we doing? Don't matter.
Yeah,
I'm
don't
going
matter.
NBA.
I'm going NBA.
Yeah,
NBA,
you been hot on NBA.
I'm going Eric Gordon over 2.5 3-pointers made. They play the. They play Portland. He gonna get his minutes. He gonna get his shots up.
Yeah.
So he should at least have.
And he gonna be sitting early, sitting by the fourth.
I'm going to go with Clint Capella over 10.5 rebounds today.
I like
they
that.
They pay the Pacers. Yeah, it's going to be a
fast-paced game.
Fast-paced game.
Good thinking.
Yeah.
I like the over in that. For you people who like the straight bet. Pacers and Hawks.
Oh, yeah. Pacers, them niggas average 130 points.
I've been killing with that Wizards over. Y'all know I like them. When the Wizards play, the Wizards over be a lot.
Going
oh,
on.
Man. Oh, man. You got yours, Marcel?
Not yet.
I got holla at me, Dama. What you? I'm thinking this KD Phoenix assist 5. I'm thinking he gonna hit 5.
I like that. Mm-hmm. His assist been up lately.
Yeah, exactly. I see he passed first. He like get niggas the ball real quick.
I like that.
I'm gonna go football.
I'll take 5.
So that means
yeah, I'm gonna go football too. Who Miami play? I might take two again.
They play. First Friday game. They got Jets.
Miami play Jets? Or yeah, they just bench, what's his name, too?
Zach Wilson?
Yeah.
But that defense still that defense.
Oh, they happy now. They get to see a vet on camera?
So we got Eric Gordon over 2.5 threes. Clint Capella over 10.5 rebounds. KD over 5 assists. Yvette, who you got?
We're going football. I got David Montgomery for over on rush yards.
Hold on, y'all. Y'all know Unk O.
The one thing about that, though, they got two backs, and Jahmyr Gibbs been playing good.
He balling.
Yeah, he been playing good. I forgot to say that.
All right, let me see.
I feel like it, though, because Thanksgiving
Would
day.
You go over for Jahmyr? Because he's on here, too.
All right, you had KD.
Nah.
With assists.
Because their stats look good.
Yeah. So David had 12 carries last game. Jahmyr had 8.
Yeah, he's the main running back. They pass it to Jahmyr more.
3 points so, made.
I'll take it over.
Eric going 2.5.
Still for David?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Who you had? Greg had Clint Capella rebounds.
Over 10.5 rebounds.
Marcel, you said George yet?
No. I'm deciding between CeeDee.
You said George Yvette?
What are you thinking?
Yeah.
They did.
She said David Montgomery.
Oh, yeah, David Montgomery for rush yards.
I don't hit
just rush?
But, yeah.
It's tempting. Like,
65.5?
Yep.
All right. Me, I'm going to go.
I'm going to go Thanksgiving games.
Damn. You know what, bro? It's a motherfucking showdown. Give me CJ Stroud, 273.5. Fuck it. He going to do
play?
It.
Who do they play?
They play Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, yeah. He got that.
It's on you, Marcel. Waiting on you. And while y'all watching, make sure y'all keep supporting. Send y'all memorabilia in. We've been getting a lot of memorabilia. We just... I don't want to beg too much and tell y'all to send a frame with the shit. So we got to buy our own frames. But y'all goddamn keep sending that shit in. And also, support everything. Dumb, they can't see your film yet, can they?
Not yet. But
not yet. We gonna keep look, don't think we just got some regular shit going on, man. The nigga Dumb has produced a film. Clap it up for him for that, man.
You do it.
Wrote and directed it too.
Oh man,
you ain't talk your shit.
No,
big three.
Yeah. Yeah.
Word. I got Jared Goff passing yards over.
Who they play?
253. They got who do they play? Green Bay.
They gonna be passing and running. She took David Montgomery. All right, I trust you niggas. We're going to see.
How we feeling about David Montgomery? I said yes. I might change that. Think.
Let me do CD Lamb the score, bro. My bad.
Nigga, I'm a Cowboy fan, and I don't know about that.
You don't know about that?
Hell no.
CD been balling, though. Yeah.
All right, fuck it. Y'all say it.
Because last time Jared Goff played the Packers, he only threw for 210. So,
man, if y'all need some basketball picks, I'll let me.
I go CeeDee Lamb to score.
All right, CeeDee Lamb, let's go, man. We put 100 on that motherfucker.
I like these combos.
100 bring back 2,500. We get that 2,500, 3 bottles of 42 up here, 4 platters of wings, feed you water, Lex P in this motherfucker. I might book Drell too. That's how I'm feeling with the 2,500. Fuck it, blow it. We get that shit right back. And it's a Black Friday sale.
Come on.
Right. Pop your shit. Speaking of Black Friday sale, I do have Shift Leader shirts. Make sure y'all go support that. Go to navgreen.com. Get you a Shift Leader shirt. No, it's not a Black Friday sale. They a regular price.
He black and he's selling it.
On a Friday. Hey, man, some good games this week. Hey, if y'all hit on Prize Picks, keep tagging us. Let us know you hit on Prize Picks. We're going to repost that motherfucker. We're going to put our picks up. Put these picks up. Make sure y'all just tag Broken Play on all that shit, man. We getting our social media game up. Niggas see what's going on. Niggas mimicking this shit, but you can't mimic this shit because it's authentic. Come on, man. Nigga, we don't sit here and look for shit where we could talk about. We talk about what the fuck we saw. These niggas that's on these different networks, and I ain't gonna call their name because I don't want them think we talking about them and we give a fuck, but these niggas don't really watch these sports. These niggas don't know these players. These niggas like bills not depending on these games.
Come on, man. Come on, Rick. Hey, talk.
Nigga, I seen a meme saying, my kids' Christmas are relying on a parlay. Nigga, that shit, I felt that. Niggas who watch that show are gambling because they got to do shit with the money. Not because they love the game. Nigga, I don't care about a good game if I bet that you to win. Bitch, blow them out by 30. I don't want to see no game winner. Hey, but you niggas who love the game, y'all watch it for that reason. But I'm watching it for my reason. And thank you for tuning in to Broken Play. Happy holidays to you and your family and loved ones. Make sure you know, love someone and let them know that you're thankful for them. See you next week, bitch!